Lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline home stretch crunch time. On Friday, we wrap with the tool shed. We roll out the list of nominees who made us notice their idiocy this week. Then we picked a new inductee. But first, let's bring in your landlord, your proprietor, to open the crunch time tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
It's like a Jim Carrey laugh from Ace Ventura. Let's open with Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott. He is the Lane Kiffin of major conference commissioners. No matter how poorly he performs or the arrogant, short-sighted things he says or does, he never falls down, only up. A lot of talk about the two biggies, football and men's basketball, being down. Remember, only Oregon and Washington have qualified for the college football playoffs. In hoops, Arizona State made the play-in round. The conference champs, Washington, earned a 9 seed. If it wasn't for Oregon getting hot, no team even would have made it out of the first weekend. Revenue is down. They still haven't worked out a deal to more widely distribute the Pac-12 network. But Scott got a $500,000 raise annually. Like one of the other commissioners says, he's a first cabin guy. He likes to go first class, stay in big suites, and of course, if something happens viewed as negative, rather than own up and say we got to be better or fix it, he likes to control the narrative like a political spin doctor. This guy just bothers me. All right, our first ever honorary nomination, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Pac-Man Jones. After 14 years in the league and a career on the police blotter, he's decided to hang up his roll of dollar bills and retire from the NFL. And let me tell you something, the news struck the world of strip clubs pretty hard. Pole installers were laid off. Various gaming commissions are cutting back on their security staff. Inventory for the legendary delicious cuisine you get at these establishments have started to dwindle. Remember, it was only this past February the 35-year-old was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and other charges related to possible cheating at a table game. At his January arrest, he told a police officer, "I hope you die tomorrow." And of course, the Vegas nightclub incident 11 years ago where his bodyguard shot a man and left him paralyzed after another dust-up. Ah, Pac-Man, we knew ye all too well, and good riddance.
Wouldn't the strip clubs be happy that he's got more time to come to the strip club, though?
Instead but not of the same amount of cash.
That's true,
remember that infamous meeting?
It's always about money.
He's trying to get reinstated. Goodell tells him before the meeting, stay out of strip clubs. And they got the TMZ video of him going to a strip club in New York. And his excuse was, I wanted to get something to eat. Because as you know, when you're in a major city like New York, the finest cuisine is at a strip club. Next up, Canadian rapper, singer, producer, and entrepreneur, Drake. You know, I'm not familiar with his music or work, and I wouldn't care if he was Neil Young or Jimmy Page, or if he was from Canada, England, Paterson, New Jersey, or Pluto. I'm watching the NBA. I'm a sports fan. I'm a big basketball fan. It's the playoffs. You know, we watch all these ridiculous games all season long, Sunday morning, Tuesday night, ABC, ESPN, TNT, the NBA Network, October, January, March. It all boils down to this. And by the way, Drake, what team do you play for? Oh, none? Then why are we seeing you so often on the sideline interacting with the coach of Toronto? Nick Nurse, show of hands, how many listening have attended a sporting event to see what a fan does? I'll save you time. The answer is zero. That's why they're called spectators. And, you know, when you're at a game and they call out somebody who, you know, served in the military or is a legend with that franchise or did something like Keenan Lowe, you know, great. You get a nice little Yay! And then you get back to the game. Not this guy. Dude, nobody's there to see you. To quote Seinfeld, I hate the Drake. And then to quote Elaine, everybody does. Lastly, those running the website, attorneys.dailyfantasyclaim.com. They're the ones who filed this lawsuit and are trying to recoup some of the losses people suffered on both FanDuel and DraftKings. You know, despite their deluded owners, the gambling sites. So let me see. Folks engaged in gambling. And yeah, if you go back to the early part of the football season in 2015, I mean, hell, we experienced it right here on 95.3 The Score. They ran what seemed to be TV and radio ads, print media, hosts of shows like this doing live reads like a million times a minute. But it was legal form of advertising. And as someone who got paid, then spent money playing, yeah, I knew what I was getting into. It's fantasy. It's gambling. Most times it's out of your rear end. And now because, wait a minute, people gambled on sports and lost. Those whiny little biatches are talking about misleading odds and other factors that are absolutely irrelevant. You bet, you lost. End of story, entitled Spoiled Losers. Losers. I think Pac-Man's already in. So let's induct Drake. And with that thought in mind, let's close the Crunch Time Toolshed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
We hate the Drake. We hate the Drakeette because she gave away all the anniversary, not the anniversary gifts, the engagement gifts.